From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A NATO spokesperson confirms a suicide bomber riding a motorbike attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan patrol near Bagram airfield, killing six American soldiers, wounding three others. VOA's Ayaz Ghul has more on the Bagram airfield and the significance of this strike.
This area north of Kabul has been the base of Hizb-e Islami, another militant group which is led by former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hikmatyar, who is obviously wanted by the United States. So this area in Afghanistan has been a strong base of Gulbuddin Hikmatyar. So mixing up with the population and getting support from the local population for the Taliban is not difficult. So it is quite possible someone from within the population not far from the Bagram Air Base might have helped the Taliban to carry out this attack.
In a social media post, the Taliban claimed at least 19 people were killed, mostly U.S. soldiers. President Barack Obama expressed confidence those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail and that there will be significant progress before he leaves office. In an interview with NPR News released today, Mr. Obama called the Islamic State a nasty, virulent organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power. They can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way, but they can hurt us.
President Obama speaking on National Public Radio in the United States. This is VOA News. Opposition activists in Djibouti say as many as 19 people died today when security forces opened fire on a religious gathering in the capital. Witnesses said the troops targeted a crowd in the Balbala neighborhood commemorating a late religious leader. Security forces raided the venue at 5 a.m. local time and began shooting, according to sources. A reporter for VOA in Djibouti said more than 10 people were wounded in addition to the dead. Deposed FIFA president Sepp Blatter says he'll be back after the Ethics Committee of Football's governing body banned him, as well as Michel Platini, head of the Union of European Football Association, from the sport for 8 years. The committee took the action against the pair over a $2 million payment that Blatter made to Platini in 2011. Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation into the money transfer. Blatter says the payment was evidence of an oral contract with Platini for $2 million. FIFA judges say evidence of such a contract was not convincing and was rejected. The Russian military says it has been unable to retrieve information from the flight data recorder recovered from a warplane shot down by Turkey last month. The head of Russia's military flight safety service said an inspection of the recorder shows 13 of 16 microchips nearly ruined, the others damaged, and pulling any information from them will take time. Turkey shot down the Russian bomber on November 24th near the country's border with Syria, saying it violated Turkish airspace. Some observers see Turkey's current crises with Russia, as well as with Iraq and Iran, as a demonstration of strategic change in Ankara's foreign policy. For generations, Turkey avoided intervention in the affairs of its neighbors, but as Dorian Jones reports for VOA, these days it seems that is changing.
Turkey remains one of the strongest backers of the Syrian rebels and loudest voices for the overthrow of Syria's president Bashar al-Assad. Earlier this month, it dispatched tanks and soldiers to Iraq without Baghdad's permission. While Turkey insists it remains committed to respecting the territorial integrity of its neighbours, its actions indicate it has abandoned a decades-long foreign policy, says Aydin Selicin, a retired Turkish diplomat who opened Turkey's first consulate in Iraqi Kurdistan.
What we do in Syria, helping some militias trying to topple Assad, and what we are doing in Iraq is quite an interventionist foreign policy based on, let's say, values or in certain cases, in natural interest.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Mali's government on Monday declared a 10-day state of emergency for midnight after what security sources say was a series of threats from unnamed jihadist groups. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.